finally, we think some money's moved into the milk because it again became a value commodity. But the catalyst, there's always some kind of catalyst. The catalyst was just a tremendous sharp rise in soybean meal and a pretty strong recovery this late spring, early summer in corn, much more so than I think most would have been expecting if we hadn't seen weather problems in the southern hemisphere. So you've got some weather problems down there, meal prices shooting higher here, a lot of money flowing into commodities and finding cheaper values.
But still, given the recent trend, he says the market is likely to turn its attention back to demand.
You know, it's really interesting. Let's put this in perspective. We're at the same prices that we basically were in January and February. So if you're a student of the market, prices have been downtrending, corrected up in April, then downtrended again. So you got this bigger downtrend, Jan, Feb, March, April, May, almost six months, and you make up all of that difference in 6 weeks or less. That's just kind of how these things work. So when the trend changes, it changes in a hurry. The question now is, are we going to accelerate this upward? And I think the jury's going to be out on that because we're not going to run out of product or inventory. We may have more aggressive buying from the end user, but what you've got is a situation where the market will probably now focus its attention back onto the demand side of things.
And Doherty adds the current prices mean for some dairy farmers they need to consider their marketing plan, as the move could turn around the profit outlook for dairy farmers this year.
And especially if they manage to get some inputs bought cheaper or, you know, have a lot of their own feeds, the proteins that they didn't get it bought, that's hurting a little right now. But still, it's not anywhere near where it could be if we have a type of a drought here. So this punch higher in prices right here needs to be monitored really carefully. It's come quick. Often these things can leave quicker. But right now, stay very vigilant. Be talking. Look at strategy. Don't try and outguess this. Look at the idea of if I sell, what happens if it goes higher? How do I cover? If I don't sell and it goes higher, great.